Good day, radio listeners. It's time for Pure Sex Radio. This is the best in mobile talk radio. Listen to real-life struggles and learn how to overcome lust, pornography, and sex addiction. And get serious about purity. Your hosts are Jonathan Daugherty, director of Be Broken Ministries, and Steven Cervantes, founder of Hope Counseling Center. And now, please welcome Jonathan and Steven on Pure Sex Radio.
Good day, radio listeners. We're glad to have you back here with us this week for this week's edition of the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. It's always a delight to have you with us. We're looking forward to a really good broadcast this week. It's a second part of a two-part series on this question that we were asking last week of why work on purity. And last week we looked at some fears that we might have, a little bit about false purity, the goal of purity, and then also what the benefit is in this world. Before we get into this week's broadcast that's going to complete this session, I wanted to make mention of a couple of things. First of all, I wanted to make mention of a resource that we have that might really be helpful, especially as we talk this week of a little bit more of some how-tos on how to walk in a lifestyle of purity. And the resource is one that we've had for a couple of years now that has been our most popular resource, and it's our 40 Days of Purity workbook. And this workbook is one that Steven Cervantes wrote, and it's a great daily devotional-type format that takes you through 40 days of really getting focused and intent on living a lifestyle of purity. It's got a daily verse along with some thoughts and some questions. It's in a devotional format that is really helpful. You can get this resource by contacting us, and we'll give you our contact information later in the broadcast. Or you can just go to our online store where you can find this resource and many others at pureliferesources.com. Again, that's www.pureliferesources.com. Well, we're going to dive in. My name is Jonathan Daugherty. I'm here with Steven Cervantes. And how are you doing this morning, Steven?
I am good to go.
Good. Well, this is exciting. Now, before we get started on this broadcast, I want you to grab your Bible. Since this is a podcast, go ahead and pause it. Go ahead and pause it. Go get your Bible. You're going to want your Bible. Maybe you'll want a pen and a notepad because we're going to be going through some verses that are really going to be powerful in helping you live a lifestyle of purity. As I said, last week we concluded with talking about the benefit of purity, how it benefits us in this world. What I want to look at now, what we're going to start with, is what is the eternal purpose of purity? And we're going to talk about the verse in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, that says this, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God."
I love that verse.
Simple.
It is great. And powerful. And you know what occurs to me is, you know, the Old Testament says no one is able to look at God. And even the priests, if I've got this right, they had to go through this cleansing ritual and a physical and internal cleansing ritual. And even when they went into the holies of holies to offer the incense, they tied a rope to their leg because if they had any sin, they would fall over dead and they would have to drag them out. Mm-hmm. It's like going in the presence of God is a very serious thing.
Yeah, and he's saying that we, as believers in Christ, have an opportunity to see him.
Yes.
And yet there's a condition to it, though. Not everyone can just flippantly go see God. And that idea of seeing has a connotation of real intimacy. It's almost like coming into, like you said, kind of the Holy of Holies, this inner chamber where you kind of get to see God in all of his splendor, where he really shares the depth of his character and he really gives you who he really is. I mean, it's like this special intimacy that you can enjoy.
Yes.
And the qualification is being pure in heart.
And I would say it also probably means if you are willing to make your life an offering of purity, just one day at a time, offering God purity one day at a time, if you'll work on a personal mission to offer the Father purity. Now, we know we've been cleansed by the blood and the cross and the sacrifice, but now your life is given back to you to live. And if you opt to make an offering of purity, he says to those people, come on in. You know, come in closer. Use your eyes, because you have a pure heart. Use your eyes to really see.
And there's just, and he says it right there in the verse, there's a blessing. You're blessed.
And I think it has double meaning. I think it means you may stand in the presence of the Father, but I think it also means look around the world, this ugly, sinful, tainted world you live in. Because if you have purity, then you're going to have clarity, and you're going to see spiritual truth when it occurs, because you're going to be looking for the Father, and you're going to see his footprints, his truths, his spirit working. You will see the hand of God working in this world.
So let's talk then about, you know, if that's kind of the eternal purpose, that we have this blessing that can be bestowed upon us by walking in purity of heart, by being able to have this special intimacy with God as we keep our hearts clean. How do we do that? You know, what are the steps? How can we get there? And so we want to share a couple of passages that really outline this for us. Psalm 119, verses 9 through 11 say this: how can a young man keep his way pure? Let me just stop right there. That is about as direct a question concerning purity that you're going to find in the Bible. I mean, it's just saying, how, you know, if you were to just sit here and say, after us talking about blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, okay, that's what you're going to do. If you were going to follow that up with a question, wouldn't this be the question that you ask? Okay, well, how can I keep my way pure?
I like that.
How can I actually
do this? It's not indirect, like purity is a good thing, or the Father loves purity, or go out there and be pure, guys. No, it point blanks hits you between the eyes.
So how can a young man keep his way pure? Here's the answer: by keeping it according to thy word. With all my heart I have sought thee. Do not let me wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against thee.
Wow. Yeah, that last part grips me, and I know we're going through this because it's powerful. But, you know, I don't want to do anything to offend you or offend my mother or my father or my brother. I don't want to do anything to offend them. And the wording in this passages to not sin against thee. You know, are you on God's side? You know, is it important to not offend your Heavenly Father, to not sin with intent, aggressively to go out, to say, I don't care, in a fit, and shake your fist, I'll do whatever I want? Or is it important for you to think just today, I don't want to sin against you, Father?
And this verse also brings out what we were talking about last week as the fear that we might have, that we'll be deceived, that we'll be led astray, because it says in here, don't let me wander from your commandments. You know, there is a drift that occurs.
Yes.
And there's an assumption made in here that says, if I'm not keeping my life according to your word, if I'm not searching for you with all my heart, I will drift away from your commandments. I'll drift away from what's good for my life and your word. And so this verse reminds me that we are beings who are constantly in motion, emotionally, spiritually, even physically. Even if we're at rest, sleeping at night, our bodies are still moving internally. And it's kind of that way emotionally and spiritually. We're going to be moving in one direction or another. We're either going to be intentionally moving toward God's word, which it says here is how you keep your way pure, or we're going to be drifting and wandering away from it. It's not like you are ever motionless in life. And so this verse reminds us passionately, really, don't let me wander from your commandments, because I know if I don't be intentional about this, if I'm not intentionally seeking your word, I'll drift away from it.
That's good. Now, we're bouncing around, playing off this. Jonathan and I are just pulling this apart. So I'm going back to the beginning, and then we'll go to the middle and the end. And just we're hoping, even as we're talking, that God is bringing to you truth and insight. But I like this because it says, you know, it could almost say God, comma, how can a young man keep his way pure? Or God, how could a middle-aged man keep his way pure? Mm-hmm. Or God, God, we got a question for you here. How can an older man keep his way pure? Implied is a man can. If he has a heart and wants to know and desires, and to use your word, with passion, Jonathan said, with passion. You know, do you ask the question passionately and in a hungry manner? God, how can I keep my way pure? I think if you just ask that question, you already start to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just live like you have lived, or just keep doing what you're doing, or try to do a little better. No, ask a bigger question than you've been asking before. Father, how can I keep my day pure? How can I keep my way pure? How can I keep my thought, just this thought, pure? How could I keep this moment pure, or this hour pure? How could I do it, Father?
And you know what? You may not even realize the point you're making here, Steve, but it's a powerful one. How often have you seen this in recovery, or in men who have gotten ensnared in sexual addiction? How often have you ever really heard them ask this question of God? What I hear them saying is, God, take this away from
me.
God, change my circumstances. God, do this. God, as if they are coming to God with the answer, with the solution, rather than asking God, how can I keep my way pure?
Wow, that's good.
And I think many times we feel like we are coming to God, but we're coming to him with all the wrong questions. And he spells it out here for us, saying, okay, I'm not only going to give you the answer, I'm going to give you the question also. Here's the question you can ask me. How can I keep my way pure? And he's faithful to answer that.
You know, you want to learn to drive a car, you say, well, how do you drive a car? You know, if you want to, you know, exercise and get fit, you go, how do I get fit?
Mm-hmm.
When you really at a deep level crave what you want. And I think it's beginning of the change process. Now, let me play off what you said earlier also, because you go, God, take this away from me. See, I have a little spin on that prayer. When I hear a guy saying, God, take this away from me, God, take it, and one man will turn to another and say, well, God didn't take it away from me, or Pastor, why didn't he take it from me? I think the answer is, he didn't give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You picked it up yourself. You wove yourself into it. It's not part of the plan. You found some trash on the side of the road, and you wove it into your being. You did that. And if you want freedom, then you say, Father, I give this. I release myself. I give back to evil that which is evil, and I pick up truth. I separate myself. I lay down that which has dirtied me, Father.
And the thing here is, like in this verse, it's saying, you know, what establishes purity in our life? What protects us from evil? His word.
Yes.
Well, if you think about it this way, if in my hand, I'm holding my hand out now, if in my hand I am carrying evil, I'm carrying sexual sin, I'm carrying my addiction, how can I really receive the word if I'm carrying evil? I have to first put down. It's kind of along with what you're saying. I've kind of grabbed on to all these things. I'm holding them in my hand.
They're my little treasures.
I can't really treasure or hold the Word of God while I'm holding this other stuff. So I first must, as I ask God this question, how can a young man keep his way pure? Part of that answer is saying, put down what you are currently holding, and pick up what God is giving you, which is the truth from his word.
Well, let's play on that just a minute, because I think what occurs to me is, what if a man determined to buy himself a small Bible and carry it for the 40 days. You talked at the beginning of the program, 40 days of purity. Most guys can't hardly do 7 days of purity. And that's why you wrote a little brochure for 7 days. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys go, I can't even go 1 day. But what if you did something, remember, in faith, it makes no sense. You do it in faith. What if you bought a small copy of the Word of God and carried that and did your devotional? And the reason I say carry, I mean, I carry it with you everywhere all day and put your hand on it and remind yourself that I'm grabbing for, I'm reaching for, I want to turn towards the Word of God.
Well, and that's why I really like this particular translation when it says, "Thy word have I treasured in my heart." Some translations say, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart." Mm. But the idea of treasured, it's kind of what you're talking about. I'm going to carry it with me all day long. It's valuable. It's something that not only has value, but it has power in my life. When I hold on to it, when I cling to it, when I immerse myself in His Word, it not only protects me, but it leads me. It leads me in the ways of purity, and then it comes with a promise that I may not sin against thee. I mean, if I'm treasuring it, if I'm valuing it, if I'm filling my mind and my heart with the truth from God's Word, guess what will not happen in my life? I won't sin. I won't act out in those ways. Where we get into trouble, where we start drifting and wandering, is when we're not treasuring it, when we're not holding on to it, when we're not bringing it to mind when temptation comes.
And the verse just before that, or the part of the verse just before that, says, I'm going to put a help in there. Help me, Father, so that I don't wander from you and your commands. You know, help me not to wander, not to stray. Help me to stay true.
Well, and if God's Word is so powerful, let's look at another verse here that's really going to draw out, well, what is it talking about when it talks about His Word? What is that? Well, in Psalm 19, verses 7 through 9, the Bible states this: "The law of the Lord, which is God's Word, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord," again, which is the Word of the Lord, "is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord," again, God's Word, "are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether."
Pure, clean, true, righteous. Oh, don't those all... sound like the same song that the Father sings, this is who I am. I'm about being wise. And it's really simple. It's not easy, but it's simple.
And you know, this ties in perfectly with what when we were talking last week about the goal. And we looked at Philippians 4:8. And Philippians 4:8 told us to think about, to place our minds on that which is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, praiseworthy. Are we not seeing what that entails? Is that not also the Word of God? Mm. You know, it said the law of the Lord is perfect. It's sure. It's right. They're pure. It's clean. So as we focus our minds on God's Word, we're focusing our minds on those very things that were mentioned in Philippians 4.
Mm. And you know, as you were saying that, the first line... the first part of this verse came to me, restore my soul. It says restoring the soul, or restore my soul to the original intent, to your original purpose, to really what makes my soul work the best.
Mm-hmm.
Help me get back to the place where I can be clean, walk in purity, upright in truth and righteousness. I just want a restored soul, because it seems so powerful to be restored to the purpose of the Maker.
And really, doesn't our soul need restoring? I mean, if we pick up garbage along the way, if we add dirt into our life, I mean, it takes its toll on our soul. I mean, like I mentioned last week, when David, King David, was making his confession, he talked about when I kept my sin a secret, my bones ached. It's like your soul gets heavy and it gets dirty, and it's saying here that God's word is what restores our soul. It's like it brings us back to life. It cleanses us in a way that refreshes us and ignites us for the purposes for which he's designed us, which is purity.
Wow. And that leads well into a line that you said at a seminar once that I have, chiseled into granite. We were made for purity.
Mm.
We were made to be pure man. That's our purpose. That's restoration of our soul. That's on task, on mission, hand in hand with the Father. The other thing that jumps out at me in this verse is it says the law of the Lord. Then it says further, the testimony of the Lord. Then it says later, the precepts of the Lord. And then it says the commandment of the Lord. And what is the result of all this? Rejoicing in your heart. Not brokenness of heart, woundedness of heart, desperation of heart, aching, filled with sewage and shame and stink and hidden secrecy. No, rejoicing deep at the deepest level, rejoicing in your being, in your heart.
Well, and just look here at what the word of the Lord brings about. I mean, there is power in God's word. It says here that his word restores the soul, that it makes wise. It makes us wise. I mean, just the word of God. It says that, like you said, it causes our hearts to rejoice. It enlightens our eyes.
Oh, that's good.
And it says that they endure forever and that they're righteous. I like that, enlightening the eyes, because how often in this culture and in this world do our eyes grow dim?
Yes.
Things get hazy and cloudy, and maybe we don't make such good decisions because we don't have the Word of God in our lives. And as we put the Word of God in our lives, it enlightens our eyes. As we looked last week, it causes us to be lights in the world.
Yes.
And we see things clearly, and we can make good decisions. Like it says here, it makes us wise. The benefit that the Word of God has to us is not simply about like a user manual. Like somehow, okay, we're just going to plug A into B and we'll get C. The benefits go far beyond function. They really go to the heart and soul of who we are. They refresh us at a level that is spiritual and emotional, and that goes beyond just how we function and how other people see us and what ministry we might be able to accomplish or whatever. It's really a very personal and deep thing that the Word of God places into our lives.
And as you know, I've hit the 50s and I'm pushing forward. And one of the things that happens when you hit midlife and start the second phase of your life is you want to participate in significance. You don't want to be busy. You don't want to be just having fun. You realize that every day is a gift, and now we spend them wiser than we did in our youth.
Mm.
And this part of the verse that says enduring forever, I want to do stuff that will endure forever now, that will have lasting value, consequences, that I will expend my life in a way that it makes a difference. And he is offering all of us that opportunity to participate in his will, his ways, his word, and his actions that will endure forever.
That's excellent. And we want to wrap up this broadcast by reminding you again that we have a great resource that can really help you get you in the word, because our 40 Days of Purity workbook every single day will get you in the word, because there is a scripture for the day. We cannot overemphasize how important it is to be in the word. It washes our minds. It cleanses our hearts. Mm. It gets our focus right. As it says here, and we weren't able to really cover it, it makes us wise. I mean, if anybody needs wisdom, it's guys who struggle with sexual sin, because there are so many messages out there that are getting our heads all goofy and thinking that what's wrong is right and what's bad is good, and we just need to know clearly. We need our eyes to be enlightened, and we get that through God's Word. So our 40 Days of Purity workbook will help you do that. And you know what? Steve made a good mention about maybe getting a little Bible. What we would like to do, and I just now am making this decision, if you, in response to this broadcast, if you want to order our 40 Days of Purity workbook, we will add to that, free of charge, a small pocket Bible. We'll just go ahead and give you that to you as our gift, and that can be something that you can really begin to use in your daily walk.
And I'd want you to write in that Bible, day one. You know, write your name, day one. This is my day one offering, and I'm going to carry my Bible, and I'm going to take the 40-day challenge. And you know the thing about the 40-day challenge is we're offering God 40 days of purity, sexual thought purity, action, behavior. We're going to lay down some things that have trapped us before and embrace purity. But if you stumble one day, you just don't count the day. You pick it up on the other side. And if it takes you 60 days or 80 days to offer 40 days, you know, the goal is to make a 40-day offering, which means everybody can succeed at this challenge.
Excellent. Well, we, again, are glad that you joined us here on the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We'd love to hear from you. And again, if you order a 40 Days of Purity workbook, we'd be happy to throw in a pocket Bible along with that. Have a great week, and we will see you back here next week.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast. We want to hear from you. This broadcast is not possible without the prayers and financial contributions of listeners like you. Please send your notes and donations to Pure Sex Radio, 1800 Northeast Loop 410, Suite 415, San Antonio, Texas, 78217. Again, the mailing address is 1800 Northeast Loop 410, Suite 415, San Antonio, Texas, 78217. You may also reach us by phone toll-free at 1-800-49-PURITY. Our toll-free number again is 1-800-497-8748. Our website is a great resource for archived broadcasts, helpful resources, and secure donations. Simply visit www.puresexradio.com for more information. That wraps up our time together on this week's Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We look forward to having you back next time when we again tackle real-life struggles with lust, porn, and sex addiction. Until then, remember, the price you pay today for purity is a bargain compared to the pain it costs if you put it off.